This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Down the street, you can hear her scream, you're a disgrace. And she slams the door in his drunk face. And now he stands outside, and all the neighbors start to gossip and drool. He cries, oh girl, you
this
must
your song
be
right
mad.
Now.
What happened to the sweet love you
it's
and
not
me
bad.
Had? Against the door he leans and
I'll give it up.
Not bad, huh?
That's good. How about that? That's good.
Yeah, just better than not bad.
And so castles made of sand fall in the sea. Eventually.
It's a different kind of song. I dig it, actually. Pretty darn good. I'll give you that. All right, good morning.
Amazing.
Joe DeCamera and John Ritchie on this Thursday morning on WIP. Moving toward the middle part of April, getting closer to the draft. 2 weeks, guys. 14 days. Not 14 days and a couple more. 14. Boom. 2 weeks. Thursday, 2 weeks from now, we'll have massive draft coverage. Been a different lead up to the draft, all the obvious reasons. I mean, 32nd pick, it makes it harder to kind of wrap your arms around it. Just does. Obviously we will be cranking it up more and more as we get closer. Let me give you a fact that is, I think, so unbelievable. I just couldn't believe it's true, but apparently it's true.
So I can't believe you can see through those glasses.
I know. These glasses are dirty. So Bob Vitrone for years at the Philadelphia Daily News and
does a great job.
He does. Yeah. And Rhea, you know, he'll come up with these wild facts.
Stats and facts right? Out of nowhere
it's
sometimes.
Crazy.
I'm like, how
I
did you even them. Research that,
yeah.
Bob?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how do you research?
I don't know. I know there are things that you can pay for to get them, but Bob's, you know, he was the scoreboard editor at the Daily News for forever. His father was a legend.
Yep.
And Boop is a great guy.
All right, so check this out. Because there's two teams that won last night we haven't even talked about yet today, John. For all the obvious
why.
Reasons. Sixers and Flyers also won last night.
Sixers had a guy who I've never heard of score 30. I never heard of him. Jeff Doughton? I never heard of him. Scored 30 points last night for the Sixers. I'm not kidding. I never heard of him in my life. I saw Doughton scores 30 for I was like, what? Who? I'm not kidding. I swear on my life.
No, that's fair. So Sixers won on the road.
Did they yell at him? Afterwards, like, did they yell at Jeff Doughton?
No, I can't do that.
Dude, what are you doing? I know that you're playing for your own purposes. Like, what you're putting on tape is going to probably get you a job.
They're good. They're going to get that 5 spot, so they're good there. Yeah. I mean, we'll see after the ping pong balls.
They're ahead of the Nets.
They're going to have the 5th worst record. And I love, Rhea, how you keep saying in the updates they're ahead of the Nets because
it's the opposite. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
It's so all over the place. All right, so check this out.
I like to amuse myself.
Something funny, too, the other day where you said that you used the word clinched. And it's like they've clinched that. They've pretty much clinched the Vizon. It's like, what are we talking about with clinching?
It's so absurd. All right, so check this out. Bob Vitrone gets all credit and love with this one. John, the Sixers won on the road last night. The Flyers won on the road last night. The Phillies won on the road last night. This is, according to Bob Vitrone, Only the second time in the history of Philadelphia sports that three of our four teams won on the road in the same day.
No way!
Only the second time ever.
This is like, Bob's great and I believe him, but I struggle to believe
this. And when you consider that they overlap for portions of April and May and potentially June if they keep playing in the finals. They overlap.
There's third no time. Way. You read that thing wrong. There are two other times on there. Mike Angelian just showed it to me. So it's 96-03. Either way, still not
fault.
Believable.
So the two priors were 82, December 26, 1982, and March 31st, 2003. And now this one.
This is unbelievable.
Third time.
Like, I would have guessed hundreds.
And they also overlap in November and December.
Yeah,
and
the December one were the Eagles, Flyers, and Sixers.
Yeah, right. Like,
you know, I would have guessed. If you said various, how many times,
yeah, that's
what I'm
saying. The
hundreds.
Other overlaps. Yes, the other overlaps is what I'm saying. Yeah,
hundreds. I would have guessed. If you had said how many times do you think this happened before?
About
you asked?
Hundreds, but
over all the years, like I would have. I don't know, like 100. Like I wouldn't have thought. Like I would have thought way higher.
Yeah, look, when the Eagles play, they only play once a week, and then obviously when the Phillies play, they play just about every day, and then the Sixers and Flyers play about three times a week. It's just hard to imagine. Third time ever.
It's pretty cool.
So
seems cool wrong.
I don't think it's cool. I think it's the opposite. I think it should have happened way more. Like, this feels like a bad set.
That Bob came up with it.
No, that is very
amazing
cool.
Set by Bob. Yeah.
All right. So we'll throw that in the mix for you. 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phones and talk to Jim in Philadelphia. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Hi,
Joe,
Jim.
If you were on this end of the line, you'd get in shape fast. I'm a pacer. I probably paced a quarter mile since I've been on hold waiting to get on you guys. Same thing with the Phillies. I watch Baum up. You know it's going to come, a ground ball to third. His attitude's gone. It's just, and back end. It's going to be a long year for me. I need one more. I'm getting up there in years.
Well, a couple things. First off, they are 8-3. Second off, how old are you, Jim?
Well, I'm pushing 75.
You're fine. You're good.
Yeah,
Jim, that's like the old. That's like the old 62.
How old do you feel?
You're good, Jim.
How old do I feel? About 120.
Oh, okay. Wrong really? Way with that.
But yeah, no.
You got to work
great,
on that part.
I feel great on that. I'm still listening to music. You know, I'm still. You know, I got
awesome.
The whole thing down. I've had a good run. I've had a dang good run.
Well, keep it up.
By the way, Joe, you know that George Paul you went to school with?
George Paul? Oh, yeah, George. Yeah, I saw him at a funeral about 2 months ago. Yeah.
Yeah, his father was an MVP in the Catholic League
Hoops?
In the 60s at Dougherty.
Ed Hoops?
George Paul's father. Great basketball player.
Yeah, so his son, the George that I know, is a very good basketball player as well. He was one of
He
was one of only. We had such a bad athletic class. We only had two kids from our, two or three. From our senior year class that played varsity basketball. 97 was way better than us, and we were 96.
So does that tell you something about your own?
Yeah, it makes me look even worse.
Well, the fact that you tell us how good you were because you were playing as a middle schooler, but then you're telling us that your school wasn't capable of fielding a team.
My class.
Your class wasn't capable
class.
Of fielding a team, ultimately.
Yes. We were not a very good class athletically. That is correct. It's just what it was.
That explains a lot.
Not everybody's a John Ritchie, Jim. You know, I try
that
to tell John.
Explains things, Joe. But you have to bear it in mind. Like, when you're talking about competing against an athlete like Jack Fritz.
Nah, come on.
I mean,
right, let's go.
He's
let's
not
dial
the greatest
it back with an athlete,
athlete.
Like Jack Fritz a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, people. It's,
but
it's
he
a,
is.
Yeah,
an athlete.
Again, the issue isn't Jack; it's you. It's anyone who's in any semblance of shape has such an advantage.
Jim, am I going to beat Jack in this competition?
Are you going to beat him?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. See, I was the guy that shut down the shooter, so,
ooh,
you know, I probably would have owned you, but, you know.
Jimmy!
I'd like to see this.
If you tried hard, you probably would have. I'll
even
give you that.
Even at 75.
All right, Jim, give me an answer, pal, for a memorable split.
Okay, tell him what he won, Johnny. The Berlin Wall.
That's a great answer.
I think the rise of the Berlin Wall is a better answer. It split Germany.
Yeah.
The fall of the what split?
The
wall
the
split?
Rock. The rock. The wall. It's a literal split.
John.
I think it's a good answer.
Does that one move you? The wall coming down? I think it's the wall going up.
Yeah, the wall split Berlin.
Yeah,
taking the wall down does the opposite.
It brought it together.
Of split
I know. Yeah,
Berlin.
Don't work for me. Too bad.
I have a YouTube comment that was text to me.
What is it? Stop eating during the show.
Yes.
Because I'm eating my wedge salad right now.
Yes. Well, it was sent to us by someone we know and love well.
Okay.
Joseph A. Wechter Jr.
Oh, nice.
He said this is the first week he really feels retired, so he was listening to us earlier.
What's up, and Joe?
He said, you look ridiculous eating on YouTube.
There you go, Wechter. Tell him.
Thank you.
By the way, I just went back and listened. Jim just said the Berlin Wall as his answer.
He didn't say... I just
listened to it. You said, give us a famous sentence. He said, the Berlin Wall.
Then that's a good answer.
Then it could be a great answer.
That's all he said.
Okay.
He didn't say the fall of the Berlin Wall or anything. He just said the Berlin Wall. So,
all right. Very notable then. We view it in a different light.
We read a little too much into that.
All right. Let's get to the Twitter poll questions of the day, both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin Chevy, your Corvette headquarters. Have you dreamt about owning a Corvette? Now's the time. Visit ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. First poll question. Are you thinking more about the positives or the negatives that stood out from last night's Phillies game? You can vote on that at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Obviously, there were a bunch of positives and a bunch of negatives. Second poll question, they got the win. I don't want to obscure that, but bullpen, Boehm, and Marsh were all disastrous. Second poll question, do you think Goddard's going to be on the team in 2025? So, John, we last did this poll on March 10th, exactly 1 month ago. We don't normally have the exact same question, you know, that soon, but... You know, got through free agency, still here. Draft's coming up in 2 weeks. March 10th, the poll result was 43% said yes, he'll be on the team. 57% said no.
Mm.
I just feel like they're trying hard to keep him. But I could be dead wrong about that. It just strikes me like he's more... Let me put it this way. Milt Williams and Josh Sweat, and I really came to really appreciate Milt Williams a lot. And Sweat picked it up as the year went on. But I feel like they are players that are easier to find those type of players.
Than a stud tight end.
Those type of players. Than a tight end that can block and catch.
Yeah.
I feel like the Goddard thing's more unique. I want to hold out hope that Sirianni Sainahawi, dude, help me out here. Keep him.
How about Jalen?
Listen.
Like to Jalen.
Goddard
to say,
makes a big impact for Jalen and Saquon. He holds that edge. He blocks that edge. And then they have that play when he basically fakes blocks the edge, and then Jalen throws it to him as he flares out, and he catches a pass for 6 yards, and he rumbles for another 7, and it's a 13-yard gain. I mean, we've seen that. James, you're laughing in there. You see more comments on what are you laughing at?
It has nothing to do with the show. I just saw something there.
Because you got a big old grin on your face in there.
Yeah, I popped up. It's
all right. Everything all right?
Yeah, it's fine.
James, is Goddard going to be on the team?
I saw a funny picture.
Yeah. Goddard can be on the team?
I don't think so anymore. I want him to be desperately, but the way this plays out, it doesn't feel to me like the Eagles want him on the team the way we want him on the team.
I just feel like... I'm going to go back to what Sirianni said last week. Let's play this audio.
If they can't get what they think he's worth, then what?
Well, they either cut him or don't.
Well, that's the thing.
Like, I mean, literally, it's one
like
or the other.
They're not finding what they think he's worth, so doesn't it make it worthwhile to keep him around?
Well,
he really is a great tight end. If he's on the field, if he's capable of playing, he can give you everything in terms of blocking, pass protection, run blocking, pass receiving. He's the all-round tight end that you can't go find.
But here's the other problem. The reporting from Elliott and others has been they won't bring him back on his current salary.
Yeah.
There's multiple negotiations. Like, the Eagles are negotiating with other teams. The Eagles are negotiating with Goddard, if they still are. I don't know if they still are, but certainly could have, you know, on money, reduction of money. So it's like you got this whole thing right now. It's a weird one. Sirianni talked about it last week. If you listen to this and take it at face value, it absolutely sounds like Goddard's gone. If you think that Sirianni is trying to throw some deception out there to prod Goddard into staying, that could be an argument that it's an approach.
I don't think that's a wise argument. That Nick Sirianni has ulterior motives for, you know, like he's going to be
I don't know, man. I think it's possible.
Right, like Oppo concept.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, let's listen and then we'll react. Last week.
You want Dallas Goedert back?
Right now, he's on our football team, and obviously Dallas Goedert has meant a lot to us. We'll see how that plays out. He's a heck of a football player, heck of a leader, and I want to be able to have back as many as guys as you possibly can, but. That is not the reality of the NFL. We got a lot of, you know, so we'll see what happens. But of course, you want everyone back.
Look, obviously at face value, he's gone.
I can't believe
clearly
when he said that. It really was a shock to our ears, or my ears, that he went that deep with it, that far with it.
Unless he's trying to reach Goddard to tell
come
him,
on, man,
like saying, we really will cut you. We'll cut you. If you don't take less money, we're going to cut you or trade you. Period. End of story.
The reverse psychology. But Goddard
might want to be
idea.
Cut.
It's not Nick. Nick is not employing reverse psychology in a news
conference.
Well,
Nick does a lot with the press conferences during the year about he doesn't want to give away stuff. You know, he's careful with how he answers questions with us. I don't know, man. Might have been intentional. Let's listen to Jeffrey Lurie, the big guy, the real big guy, the guy that owns the team, also talked about this issue last week. Here's what Lurie said.
Would it be difficult for you to not have Dallas Goedert here?
What's that?
Would it be difficult for you to not have Dallas Goedert here on Earth? And when you lose some of these guys, they're even more difficult to digest than others.
So, you know what? It's hard for me because I'm so, you know, I think you know, really obsessed with the team, the culture, getting to know the players. You know, I take them all out to dinner from time to time. This is not a distant relationship. And so whether it's C.J. Gardner-Johnson or it's Dallas or it's Milt Williams or whoever it is, we got to do what we think is best for the franchise in terms of winning big. But it's for all of us. These are not... names. These are human beings that we really, really have been through battle with, been on the big stage with, and enjoy. And so, you know, no different than Zach Ertz. It's the way it is. You've got to balance it all out. And the one thing is, we got to do what we think is best in terms of roster construction, planning, and winning big. Winning big.
That answer tells me he's gone.
Way gone.
Because every player he named.
Yeah, he said CJ, GJ, Milton, Williams, whoever else. He's dead. Dallas Goedert. It's like, what? Why is Dallas Goedert's name in that group?
Now I think he is gone, John.
Like, oh, wow.
I don't know what else.
Never mind.
Yeah. So forget the reverse psychology thing. I guess that's it. I guess that's donezo. Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised he said that.
He said a lot. But you know what? Let me give a big compliment to Lurie in that.
That's
really nice.
Not,
what?
Why is it they're not holding these cards close to their chest?
Well, it's not easy when you answer these questions sometimes, man. I mean, you know, they could hold them closer, but at the same time.
I'm surprised.
Look, it could just be it's a day three, fifth round pick. You know, a team that didn't get someone in the third or fourth round of the draft.
That's what it feels like.
Didn't get him in the third or fourth round, get the tight end. It's round five, and that, you know, because there's going to be six of those teams.
The way they're talking, it's like Dallas already knows he's gone. Like, they've already had the
He's now.
Like, for all intents and purposes, gone.
That's the way that sounded. Yeah. One other quick thing to that last piece of audio. Great job with Lurie. Look, we know he's a great owner, but John, that's an example right there. Spending time with the guys, like, and probably not in the Michael Rubin way. Let's go party together. I had enough. All right. Enough with that loserdom.
It was really weird.
It was so,
that whole situation.
It was so,
it was so
culturally wrong.
Yeah.
You know, but I admire Lurie and the fact that, you know, he spends the time to get to know the players,
it's
important.
It's a family atmosphere.
Free agents here that could have stayed for less money.
Milton, I took you to dinner, man. Like, come on.
Milton's like, I'll take you to dinner next time, buddy. Yeah, I got $100 million now.
John, you ever get the Lurie dinner?
Up to the team and to the employees, you know, after camp. After camp is over and before everyone gets cut,
get the private
everyone in?
You know, the one on one or the five players on one dinner with Lurie?
I did not. No, I don't think. I don't think that was in.
Is this
line
like a
for
newer
me.
Thing that he's doing?
Two possibilities. One, it's a new thing. Two, John, good.
To make the
yeah,
cut.
It's not good enough. Not good enough.
Quite possibly.
John sees Lurie and like Doc and Donovan and everyone leaving to go to dinner.
We remember like, we went to that Celtics game together. It was Doc and was it Doc and Donovan? I think.
Oh yeah,
at a Boston Celtics game. No, up in Boston.
Oh, up in Boston.
Well, he did it again with Jalen and all those guys too. He took them all up to Boston.
Up to Boston. Yeah, yeah, that's right. Recently. All right, Jordan, right now in Princeton. Jordan, good morning.
Good morning, morning show. Good morning, Philadelphia.
What's up, Jordan?
John, I'd like to tell you a story because I've been watching the YouTube videos. You guys are doing a great job. It's adding a new dimension to the relationship your listeners have with the show. Your voices and now your personas, but. You know, Joe, you don't look like you do in your promo photo on the Odyssey app.
In what way?
You look a little older, man. And I got to say, you can't take days off when you don't have days on. So now that you're on YouTube every day, this isn't a competition against Jack. This is a competition against the ladies, my friend. You know, you got to still stay looking good there. So we got to make sure that you're in shape because you're on TV now every day.
I like this. Appeal to his vanity. This is good.
Well, listen, you bring up a lot that I have thought about. Jordan, the video thing.
Why are
thing,
you worried about that?
No, I'm worried. No, not the way you're framing it, John. I am worried about. Listen,
Needler.
Jordan. Say it again, James.
He said the Needler.
Yeah, the Needler. This guy. This is when he goes in a butthead mode. Like, Jordan, when we. Like, I wake up at 3:50. So do I feel like, you know, to use a term that sometimes will be applied to women, do I feel like getting all dolled up? No, I don't. But maybe I need to because, you know, we
How
are
would
on video.
How you get dolled up?
Well,
it's
I didn't.
A good question.
Like, for instance, I didn't shave today. It's been 3 or 4 days. So I look haggard, you know? Now maybe I need
general,
to do that.
You know? A general level of health because you're going to take care of yourself, man. We want you to take care of yourself.
I'm pretty good.
No, you're not. Come on. A general level of health he's talking about. You're not pretty good.
I'm eating a wedge salad right now. I ain't bad.
Oh, yeah. Wedge salad is really known for being low in calories.
Is that blue cheese on that?
Yeah, blue cheese.
Rucked
and the bacon.
And bacon.
Lots of protein in that bacon. A friend took a picture of me in Heathrow Airport after a long weekend of partying a couple of years ago. I look like a whale that had washed up on the beach. You don't want to look at that YouTube video, Joe, the camera, and say, my God, I look like a beached whale. Let's go. Let's bring it together, man.
I've been called, saying he looks like a beached whale.
I've been called a lot of things, but never the beach whale before. That's...
We're not there yet, but we're in our 40s, my friend. It goes downhill pretty quickly, I'm telling you. So you have that epiphany. I lost 40 pounds. I'm the walker. Jordan from Princeton is out here doing 15 plus miles a day. I've never felt better. I want you to share
for you.
Thank
the
you.
Beauty of health with me. Let's talk about the Phillies. I'm going to tie my wagon to the star of Walker. This guy, 10.2 innings, zero ERA, pitched 2-11 in spring training. The way I see this going is we've got a great middle inning guy when Ranger comes back from the back injury.
No.
I would love it if we get him because it's a spot that we're going to need some people. We need a guy who's going to go 4-5-6 or 6-7 when we got a bullpen.
Jordan, Ranger has heard you and has responded already.
Where did he get the effrontery?
No, he's saying he should be a long man.
I know what he's saying.
Ranger's a starter. He's saying that when Ranger comes back, Taiwan will be the long man.
I thought you
man.
Were saying Ranger to the bullpen, Jordan.
No.
He's saying Taiwan will be a good long man once Ranger comes back. Which it could be. I mean, especially in blowouts, that's when you use a long man.
Yeah, I got you. I misunderstood.
Look, the guy's going 4 innings and giving up no runs, so if we fill him in the starter with Ranger, we got a solid guy to come in on those days where Nola doesn't have it.
Okay.
Because let's be honest, Nola's not going to have it some of those days. He didn't last year, and I think it's going to be there this year. But 4 out of Nola, 2 out of Taiwan, and then, you know, the rest of these boneheads can fill in and hopefully not give up any runs.
All right, Jordan, very interesting call. Give me a memorable split. You can win the Phillies tickets for next week.
38th parallel, North and South Korea.
Whoa.
Created a dictatorship on one side, created a global economy on the other.
Yeah, that's a really good answer right there. That's very notable.
I didn't expect some of the directions that we've gone.
It's been great. We've gotten great answers today.
Yeah. We didn't get the Mason-Dixon line yet, but, you know.
Yet was the key there.
Yeah, well, you know. Guy goes North Korea, I go America. All right. But what was I going to get to here? I want to play audio of Rob Thompson talking about Alec Boehm. He gives you an interesting nugget at the very end. There could be a lineup change tonight, John. Could be a lineup because Boehm's been 3-4 guy, right? He's been, you know, guy
he
behind.
He can't be there anymore.
Guy behind Bryce guy.
No, he can't.
Cassie has to be there now.
All right, let's listen to Topper after last night.
The pitch.
Hold
swung on.
On,
ground ball, right side.
Boehm's kind of going through a little bit right now. Yeah, I mean, he's, you know, he's thinking about it, you know, but he'll get out of it. I mean, this guy was the all-star third baseman last year in the National League, so I'm not going to pull the shoot on him yet, despite what everybody says. So I have a lot of trust in him.
Would you consider maybe moving Castellanos up right now, or is that not something?
Yeah, we'll see tomorrow.
You know, Rob Thompson's always been pretty forthcoming, John, with that stuff. Like, a guy like Andy Reid wouldn't answer it. He wouldn't say yes or no. He just wouldn't give you. But when Rob Thompson says, we'll see tomorrow, that tells me Rob Thompson is thinking about it and it might happen today.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know what I mean? It's not the way. Rob Thompson gives you more than most coaches, because usually when he gives you that answer, it happens. Or it happens soon. Like, maybe Boehm gets another day or two in the four hole or three hole, depending if you're facing a righty or a lefty. But it might not last much longer.
Think about what we're talking about here. We'll see tomorrow.
Yeah.
And why again?
Well, because Boehm has struggled and Castellanos has played better.
But again, it's Boehm struggling more because he's struggling. He's making himself struggle more.
I agree.
Because he's struggling. This is like the opposite of a self-perpetuating, like positively,
you know,
like sustaining concept. This is such a disaster.
Well,
the guy's driving himself into a downward spiral.
Yeah.
That's not how you pull out of the nosedive.
I agree. You know what's also notable? When Reese was here, he was the guy behind Bryce. It's what it was. Now you can make the case that Boehm got better since then. You can make the case that Casty joined the team. I guess they overlapped in 2022, right?
Not Casty, but Boehm and him, because
Reese were on the team.
Here.
In the World Series,
of course, yeah.
But my point is, like, it was always Reese, and now it's like it seems
this
to shift.
This is brutal. He's got no protection.
It's been tough. Yeah. They've lacked a right-handed bat that has been consistent. You know, Casty has his 2 weeks. Boehm has his 4 weeks sometimes. JT has his little. But, like, they haven't had a guy that just really provides consistent protection for Bryce Harper, which is why I think Rob Thompson changes it so often. 215-592-9494. We played the audio earlier of Brandon Graham talking about, you know, 10% open to coming back. 90% retired is what he said. Let's listen a little bit more on this topic, because in this interview with Kay Adams, there was conversation about a potential approach to him. Here's what BG said.
Who would the Eagles have call you to say, like, we need you? Is it Lane? Is it Howie? Like, who would have the best chance of luring out of whatever you do next?
Well, you know what? It had to be the one with the money. You know what I'm saying? The one that's going to pay you and get you the contract. So if he don't feel that way, it ain't nothing happening. It's just lip service.
I got to tell you guys, that further tells me that he wanted to play and they didn't want him, because his answer goes right to that. He's like, don't matter if Lane Johnson tells me, unless I hear it from Howie, it ain't
money
real.
Guy.
Yeah, or Lori, one of the
and
other.
And I don't think he's saying it as much from the standpoint of, like, I want a ton of money. He's just saying, whoever makes that decision, I need to know from that person that they want me. That's what it sounds to me
Do
like.
Do you think it's possible that the Eagles could still potentially...
In season, but not before.
Joe, exactly.
Yep.
Right.
So not before.
He stays in shape.
Because they're going to add at least one or two defensive ends in the draft.
A lot. They're going to add all sorts of names that we know, all sorts of names that we don't know. But when it's all said and done, and he's still sort of just like waiting in the wings and fit, I think it's possible.
Like an Ndamukong Suh, Little Joseph.
Yeah.
But what makes this one unique is he already, like, retired, and is beloved here.
There's no parallel in Philly.
There is no parallel. Listen, the closest would probably be Trott, but they hadn't just won a Super Bowl. Trott played for the Eagles in training camp of 07, got caught. I think he went briefly, I want to say, to Tampa Bay. Didn't make it there because he was, you know, his body wasn't responding right. came out of retirement in 2009 when the Eagles got in a jam halfway through the year.
Yeah, so it's pretty close.
And played about half the season in 09. Not even 07 or 08.
Yeah, no, that's...
2009 he came back and played.
I didn't realize it was 2 years. Wow.
He played in 06 for the Eagles.
Wow.
Played in 09. Pretty unbelievable. Now, he may have played briefly in a regular season game in 07 for the Bucs. I'm not sure, but there wasn't much going at that point. All right, 215-592-9494. The biggest thing for me, this is just me on this topic. I just want Brandon to be happy. And I really hope, and look, it probably is, but I'm just saying, like, I hope he's not restless in retirement, John. And hopefully we get him on the show sometime and talk to him.
Well, 99.9% of NFL players are restless in retirement. So if he is... That'll stink, but he'll have lots of guys he can lean into and who can provide all sorts of moral support for him. I don't think it's over. I think the fact that he told Kay Adams he's 90% retired suggests it's not over. The fact that he said, what was it? When I do retire, here's what... Yeah, it's all just sort of... I will be available if need be, potentially.
Right.
And it could come to that, but man, that's a long time to wait. It's going to feel like an eternity if you're Brandon, and it's going to be exhausting waiting for the Eagles to make that call, I would assume.
And listen, let's say guys don't get injured until November. That's a long time to stay in shape. For like the, maybe they'll call me. Let's go back to the audio when Brandon said this yesterday that kind of triggered it. BG, interesting answer about retirement.
How retired are you?
I'm 90% retired. I'm 90%.
I love that. That's my favorite answer. God, you have given me such gold over the years, and that is the best answer. You're 90%. Okay, let's break it down. The 90 I get, baby girl, retirement, the torn tricep, all. What's the 10?
The 10 is how much I want to continue to train the way I'm training. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm trying to look good and training for a game is different, but I haven't really changed that yet. I just want to go out there and speed it up to where I want to look good, make sure that I'm, you know, staying fit and while I'm still rehabbing my arm and making sure that when I do retire, I'm staying in the habit of that. Because a lot of guys tell me when they leave, you got to make sure you stay in the habit of working out, doing what you do, because this is our first time really being off and not really having to train for anything. So I got a new motivation. It's just to look good, because if I'm going to be on TV and want to talk and have my suits on, I got to be looking good.
A lot in there, John.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, staying, if you're going to attack it that way, that's if that works for you, that's good. I mean, he says guys are telling him he needs to be conscientious. He needs to be focused on staying in shape, because if you let it go, the problem is, I know for me personally, I didn't have any concept of how to take care of myself outside of that circle of I don't know, people who were helping me take care of myself, the people who were giving me an itinerary every day for what my schedule was going to be.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm in my 30s and I've never had to create my own itinerary.
And you had some depression, right? I mean,
I'm sure I did.
I mean, you've talked about being bummed. Depression's a big word, but like, you got bigger, right? Am I remembering this right?
I kept eating the way I always ate. I was no longer exercising the way I wanted to. I was no longer taking the systemic anti-inflammatories that I took every day for my entire career. So my joints hurt and I wasn't going to go out and run.
Right.
But I was still eating the way I always ate. And oh, lo and behold, now I can drink beer and not have to worry about it the next day. Oh, this is great. So that's a lot of extra calories. And suddenly, within a year of retiring, my dad told me, "You look disgusting." My dad said to me, "Look at yourself in the mirror. You're gigantic. You should be embarrassed. You must weigh 300 pounds. I was like, "Are you kidding me? Come on, Dad. That's a little harsh."
Right.
And then I stepped on the scale at the airport that they weigh the bags on. The next time I was picking something.
Did you say, "Can I step on the scale here?"
I didn't ask.
I just stepped on it, and then
I was like, "You know what? Oh, it says 305. There's no way that's right. They calibrate it heavy just so everyone has to pay extra." So I was like, "My dad's wrong. That scale's wrong.
This guy."
Yeah. That's great.
And then a scale at home confirmed.
Took me a while to figure out. Well, I didn't have a scale at home.
Gotcha.
I didn't have a scale. I didn't have a doctor. I didn't have a support system.
Yeah.
And suddenly I needed one. So it takes a while to build that up when you first retire.
I remember when Elway retired, I thought in his press conference, he gave one of the best answers I've ever heard. He said that he viewed it like a graduation. He had graduated from high school. He graduated from college, and for him, this was graduating from the pro. I mean, you know, from pro football. And I thought, wow, that sounds great. And then when I read his autobiography, he talked about how, while that's how he felt in the moment, the first like 10 or 12 years after retirement was fiasco for him, disaster. Hmm. And it wasn't until he became an Arena League football owner, and then parlayed that into, let me get back into football on the NFL level, and ran the Broncos years later, that he found purpose. Because you got to, if you
that's
just sit,
so,
if you're 35 years old and all you got is, listen, great to have millions and millions and millions of dollars.
Oh my God.
But if you don't have something to do,
yeah.
Jonesy. I mean, that's how it started here.
So Jonesy here and now Flyers. And
Jonesy was bored. Yeah. I mean, you know, because he couldn't play, but he got a nice contract from the Flyers, and he just came and hung out with us for like the first year, I think, before Bigby gave him a contract. Because he was looking for something to do. And now look at him. He's president of the Flyers.
That's great. All right. Well, look, we'll take your calls on all of this. We hope, you know, we hope Brandon's content and happy and all that good stuff. We'll see. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, a lot happening, including reaction to the Phils. Life advice with the hammer coming up next segment as well on 94 WIP.
You know you want lawn care service that provides better results and is safer for your family and pets. That's why I choose Natural Lawn of America. That's my lawn care company. At Natural Lawn, they believe in growing greener, healthier lawns without the harsh chemicals. They use environmentally friendly products to keep your lawn lush and green while protecting the safety of your family and pets. And by using organic fertilizers for safer weed and insect controls, they make sure your lawn thrives naturally season after season. With Natural Lawn, I know that my family is getting a beautiful lawn that we can all love, and I don't have to worry as much about, hey, do I have to keep Louie, my dog, off the lawn after they fertilized? If you switch to Natural-Lawn Safer Services and start enjoying a beautiful, eco-friendly lawn you can be proud of, schedule Natural-Lawn's full-service program today. You'll get free seeding every year like I get, and it helps my lawn so much. If you want a greener, healthier lawn plus free seeding, call Natural-Lawn at 800-FREE-SEED. That's 800-FREE-SEED. Choose my lawn care company, the locally owned and family operated Natural-Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.